calling me Mickey. Well, I rah-rah, never was the icon issue. Pop is bizarre, I'm covering the icon issue. I got issues, yeah, bitch, I got issues. W, Vogue, Cosmo, I got issues.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to I Got Problems. My name is Sandra, and I'm here with
Annabelle.
Thank you for joining us on another episode. We will be talking about something special today.
We're really talking about the masculinization of Black women,
which is part of like what, a series or something, or trying to be a series, or just a topic. I don't know.
This is just a topic.
Okay, cool. Because we have a few series. You want to listen to the first like two episodes we have? The first one actually that we started with, not the first ever episodes. Just we're back now, so we did a little welcome back introduction episode again, kind of just to tell you everything that's been going on in our lives. So the past, like four episodes back, you might be able to catch up with everything and then start from there. So it's a welcome back episode. And then from then on, we have the new topics that we're discussing for the rest of this year, because we kind of just came back this year. So long time. But anyway, so thanks for joining us. I don't think I've even said this in the past episodes, but if you haven't gotten a chance, please take a chance to review us on Apple Podcasts. It's very easy. Just give us whatever stars, preferably five.
Yes.
And if you have any comments or opinions, you can comment that too. You can also comment directly on our IG pages and just tell us how you feel. You can follow us on our personal pages if you want to interact there. It's on our actual, like, intro. I'm sorry, the bio. And then just interact with us on the page so we know that, you know, what you like, what you don't like. And you can also suggest topics too, like, you know, I Got Problems is very wide. There's so many different problems to talk about. So if you feel like something we need to touch on, you can bring that up. We're open to suggestion. But yeah, with that said, here's Annabelle with the topic of today.
All right, once again, we're talking about problem number 72, the masculinization of Black women. All right, so few pointers here. Some of you may have heard of this movie or not. If not, I'm going to introduce you to The Woman King. To me, the title alone is problematic, but I will get into the backstory of it. It's the story of the Dahomey Kingdom of modern-day Benin that tells the story of a female general and all-female military unit who fought the colonization of the French and also against other neighboring tribes trying to take over. This movie has all dark-skinned women as part of the military. Now, okay, some people can say, well, it's supposed to be reflective of the community living there. Of course, it's Africa. Like, you're not going to find many light-skinned Black people there. Granted, yes, but the fact that it's all dark-skinned women, to me, being a dark-skinned woman myself, it just doesn't reflect well.
Yeah.
You know, as far as us being seen as just masculine and violent. Now, I know we have strength as Black women, but, and then we're going to get more into this later in the episode. Us being always seen as strong and having strength, this has not always worked out for us in the past.
Yeah.
We also have the Dora Milaje from Black Panther as well, which is an all-female army. Now, there you do have more skin variations as far as tone goes. However, they're all, and don't get me wrong, if you're bald and you're a woman, rock that shit. However, they're all being bald once again kind of reflects, poorly on the femininity of Black women, just because, you know, we associate hair to us, long hair specifically, to be associated with womanhood and femininity and whatnot. And so the fact that they don't have hair also makes them look more masculine as well. Now, some people could say, well, Annabelle, you haven't watched the movie. How can you know everything that it entails?
Black Panther?
No, I've seen Black Panther. No, we're talking about The Woman King. If you watch the trailer, it's about, I want to say maybe like 2-3 minutes long. I feel like it depicts enough of what we're going to be seeing in the movie. And I basically just explained to you what the background of the movie. So, yes, without watching it, I feel like I can adequately judge it. based on the representation and the reflection of Black women. So, yeah, and I'm going to get more in-depth to it. Now, some of you may or may not remember Colin Kaepernick coming out with a book last year called The Abolition for the People, The Movement of for a Future Without Policing and Prisons. So there was a huge book cover controversy because the cover of the book essentially has a dark-skinned Black woman screaming and yelling for the abolition of police, which I don't think we should get rid of the police, and nor do I think we should defund them. But the fact that he used a dark-skinned Black woman as opposed to a woman of another shade, or even a man in general, kind of screams that Black women, dark-skinned Black women in particular, are always the warriors on the front lines having to fight the good fight, as opposed to being able to just rest in our femininity and stay at home. Because why are women being on the front lines? Why isn't this something that the men are taking care of in our community? Why are we the face of it? You know what I mean? For Black women specifically, dark-skinned Black women, as I said before, this is just yet another addition to the misogynoir that we have faced since childhood. Mm. Black women are consistently used to be the face of social justice to the point where it's getting problematic. There was also another magazine cover back in 2020 during the George Floyd protest/riots where the cover was of a Black woman putting her fist in the air with a Black child nearby. Like, once again, where are the men in these situations? Because it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't look good. It's not a good look. For them
to have a white woman putting her fist up and saying she supports, you know, the movement or just a movement. It always looks to them, they think femininity is white and they think softness is white and everything harsh and hard and aggressive is Black. So when they're trying to portray something that's strong or aggressive or just like powerful or loud, they like to use Black and darker skin because it's supposed to be louder with the message they're trying to, but it's really just painting a picture for people that this is what, you know, aggressiveness looks like, this is what you know, loudness looks like, this is what masculinity looks like, even if it groups all Black people together, all genders
right
in the Black community, doesn't matter, as long as you're Black, that's where you're gonna be painted as, which sucks because you can't be feminine as a Black person.
It's really unfortunate because we're the mules of our community. Unfortunately, like, we're the ones who are, like I said, on the front lines, protesting, doing the work, but where are the men? The men are there too, don't get me wrong, but they're not the face of it. So that goes to show that basically Black women have for a long time, and I'm going to get into the Black Panthers as well, have for a long time always been the strength of the community, even though it should be the opposite way around. The strong Black woman trope basically just needs to die, in my opinion. The Black community is the only community of people who will put their own woman on the front lines. And some people might argue, oh, but what about the feminist movement, the suffragette movement? Okay, yeah, but these were women that are fighting for their own rights and not the rights of a community as a whole. They were fighting against the white men of their community. So it wouldn't make sense for them to fight alongside the white men or have the white men fight for them because they were fighting for their own rights. You know what I mean? So in that case, that, you know, wouldn't be very, very strong argument. Now, in the trailer for the documentary, The Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution, there's a depiction of Black women with guns while the men of the movement were busy serving breakfast while the narrator talks about trying to change the clear gender roles, basically just being as backwards as usual. Because that's, unfortunately, in a lot of ways, sometimes how our community operates.
Right.
Yeah. So, let me tell you why this is harmful. In 2020, as homicides increased nearly 30% nationwide that year, the rate for Black women and girls rose to 33%, more than double that of white women, according to Guardian analysis of homicide data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, we always get the short end of the stick, like I said on previous episodes. It's just Black people and Black women. I feel like being Black and a woman is a double whammy. It's just, you know,
you get backlash from one side, and from the other side, it's just constantly, you know, you're just in the middle being pressed.
Absolutely.
And it can be a lot of pressure sometimes, and, you know, sometimes results in death. I mean, same thing is how we have a higher percentage of childbirth death. Mm-hmm. At least the childbearing, the process of childbearing and giving birth can lead to more black female death than any other race, mm-hmm. which sucks because you're just going to give birth and you can't even do that. You know, have a healthy pregnancy and you still got to suffer and possibly die through that. And a higher, almost like 3 times the rate of non-black women. So mm-hmm. it sucks. So this is not surprising to me. It's just another percentage where we're suffering. Another area where mm-hmm. we're, you know, getting the short end of the stick again.
Absolutely. My next fact is that 5 black women and girls were killed every day in the United States in 2020. Why is that relevant? Once again, black women were the forefront and the face of the movement during the George Floyd protests. And as a national increase in gun violence during the pandemic took a heavy toll on some of the country's most vulnerable people, in all, 1,821 black women and girls were killed in 2020. Mm-hmm. That's an additional 461 women and girls who were murdered in 2020 compared with 2019. More than one additional killing a day.
Yeah.
Black women and girls in the U.S. are 4 times more likely to die by violence than white or Hispanic women. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. And I just, once again, I feel like us being portrayed as, you know, such strong and violent people, you know, in the media, but as far as like the representation goes, you know, it just negatively reinforces the fact that we're strong in the sense that we're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as, oh, we could put up a fight with a man, and no, we can't.
Like,
or we can defend ourselves in certain areas in which we can't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, go ahead.
I've been pushing this whole soft life, if you have been on that wave.
Yeah.
Especially yeah, for black women. Like, please let these men do everything. Let them be men in terms of just what they want to do. Not necessarily, if they can't do it, then, you know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I gotta do it. But I hate that for us because
absolutely.
I don't want to have to keep doing things where you should just take care of. And you can't also ask me to be feminine, mm-hmm. yet you're giving me all the masculine shit to do. Like, it's not how it works. And soft life is really just a term that I believe has been overused lately because, you know, people just overuse everything, you know. We overuse gaslighting to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, every time a new term comes out, people are just soft life, you know, they've been killing it. And I get it. It can be a bit, you know, underwhelming and overwhelming at the same time, but the lifestyle of a soft life is just a life where mm-hmm. you're not just without worry, without stress,
mm-hmm.
just letting things flow and not stressing yourself. Like, I really just don't want to live a life where every day I wake up, the only stress I want to stress about is really just money stress, and I don't even want to stress about that.
Oh no,
I just want to have money. But unfortunately, that's not how it works. So mm-hmm. I have to go get it, and which is what I'm trying to do. But soft life is just a lifestyle we all need to start practicing, even if it's just
absolutely.
With yourself.
Yes.
You know, like, I've been trying to take baths at least twice a month, just do a little jacuzzi thing, and just, like, you know, even now I'm like, okay, once every 2 weeks I'll get my toes done, I'll mm-hmm. just do nice things for myself, because who else is gonna do it, you know?
Right.
Somebody else might do it eventually, but until then, you gotta do it for yourself. So you gotta start practicing these things. Just make yourself a little softer, because life will make you hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside all the time dealing with this shit. We're seeing black women being treated like shit, black men, black people. We're seeing all types of, you know, people of color being treated like shit. Now we're just having women in general
yes.
being treated like shit with the Roe versus Wade law, which was our last episode. And just all these things just happening. And it can be overwhelming for a woman
mm-hmm.
and for a black woman especially through all of this, because you already have enough to deal with. So just practice being soft with yourself first, and hopefully others will get the memo and treat you softly, because the world isn't soft to black women.
Absolutely
not. Or black people.
Mm-mm.
So you really have to practice your own softness within yourself. If that means taking vacations and, you know, taking baths every weekend, or just, you know, having a nice wind down on a weekend Saturday instead of, you know, stressing yourself out, or going to bed
right.
early one night, you know, whatever. If you smoke weed, I guess smoking weed. if you like to eat out, trying something new, just making yourself happy and doing
mm-hmm.
something you love, because, like I said, life is going to make you hard. And before you know it, you're going to be harsh-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be thinking of everything in a negative mindset. You're not going to see the positive anymore. And you're just going to be burned out, like, just with life. And you don't want to get to that point because then you have no hope. Once you're burnt out, it's very difficult to find your way back. So, mm-hmm. And that's how depression starts, because you feel like there's no hope. And once you lose hope, that's how suicides happen. So let's just not go down that rabbit hole. So let's start by taking care of ourselves and just being nice to ourselves. Even in a world mm-hmm. where it makes us want to act masculine. And another thing with Black women is people always say, oh, Black women are acting masculine. We don't want to be masculine.
Absolutely not. You're forced into it.
Like, you think we just wake up and want to be hard on ourselves and take on all the responsibility? No.
No.
We want to be taken care of. That's why nowadays exactly. I'm like, I literally will scream soft life anytime, any day. So I, please, I had one guy that I was dating that was just really like, what's the word? He was like jokingly aggressive with things. And it's like, oh, you know, that's cool. But like, I just, chill. Yeah, like, I get that you're joking and I get that this is all playful, but it doesn't really make me want to bask in my femininity.
Right.
Because I always feel like I have to defend myself with you. Exactly. Like, it's a joke. Like, you know how African men like to joke around with their negative name calling. Like, I'm sorry. Mm. I don't relate to that. We're in America. and I can't relate to all this name calling. So if you're not going to come to me with some nice compliments or comments, I'm okay. I'm actually okay. I mm-hmm. don't want to have to fight you on what do you mean?
Exactly.
Talk to me nice or don't talk to me at all. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, period. That's the minimum I can do for myself. Because the world is really nice to us. So I might as well, you have to, like, literally fight to get, like, kindness from people. It's unfortunate, but.
Yeah, absolutely. And to go back to the violence that we suffer as Black women, this topic kind of goes back to the Colin Kaepernick book that I mentioned earlier. It's like, why would we want to fight for the abolition of police when we're getting murdered at the rates in which we are by our male counterparts? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of this violence that Black women are facing is intimate partner violence. Or even just mm-hmm. your regular everyday just robbery.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, absolutely. Another fact is that Black female characters in like movies and TV shows are more likely to be shown as violent than white female characters, 29.3% compared to 24.6% respectively, mm-hmm. and twice as likely to be violent as other females of color, which is 14.8%.
And I think it's because they try to paint white women as like angels and everything of just, oh, they don't argue back. They don't have any, you know, back talk. They're kind of flexible. They agree to most things. And then as a Black woman, no, she's loud and aggressive and, you know, raises her voice and wants to yell at you and physically abuse you. And then that's they paint that masculine mm-hmm. storyline of just Black women are just grr all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, most of the time we're being like attacked. Like we're...
Yes, it's defending ourselves.
Exactly. And as a Black woman who just has seen Black men just be aggressive for no reason, it's like, When I tell people, like, I'll choose violence. Like, at the end of the day, you're not going to come disrespect me and think I'm just going to take that shit.
Apparently.
Like, you just open your mouth and say something. Like, did you think before you spoke today, or did you just think I was going to take that shit from you? Because that's not what's going to happen. If you want to come at me with that kind of shit, then we're going to be on the same level. And I think 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, I tweeted or maybe posted something on my story where I was like, if you go low, I'll go lower. And... And I've actively been taking that route. Like, I'm not going to be the bigger person. It's just what it is. I no longer have the patience for that. If you think you can come to me any type of way and speak just anyhow, just understand wherever you go, I will take it down. And I'll take it down a notch. We're going to go down just a little bit. there's no more bigger person. Mm-mm. I'm not Jesus. I didn't turn the other cheek. You want to say some shit? Jesus will forgive me later, because we're gonna deal with that shit right now. Because you just take it and they'll just come back and do it again.
Of course.
It's respectful. People will just say some shit to you. I'm like, oh, really? What made you think that? Were you like in the right mind when you said that? Because you gotta really call them stupid to their face for them to acknowledge that what they were saying was dumb. Otherwise, they're gonna be like saying that shit probably to somebody else. Like, you can't be coming into people's faces or just in their face and disrespecting them just because you feel like it's a joke or it's funny. It's funny to you.
And people always do that with Black women. Yep, like, they want you to take it. So annoying.
Just disrespecting you out of nowhere and expecting you to just accept it. I'm sorry, if Becky was accepting it because she laughed at your joke, then go say that shit to Becky again. Don't come to me with that shit. That's not okay here. And if you want to call me aggressive or angry because I clearly reacted to your disrespect, then call me that. But I'm never going to sit down for disrespect. So you keep disrespecting me, I guess I'll just be an angry Black woman all the time.
So I'm going to read this tweet, something I posted on our Instagram not too long ago. So this woman, she posted a tweet saying, folks are so accustomed to and expect Black women and girls being in positions of struggle and labor that seeing them being spoiled is a big issue. And of course, this stupid ass Negro, for lack of a better word, I'm trying to be nice over here, right? This person quotes her and it's like, it's weird seeing Black women spoiled because it just don't look right to me watching them depend on anyone. IDK, I'm used to Black women handling everything.
So when, like, when we handle everything, then, and everything could really just be masculinity, really, because everything, we don't want to handle everything. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely not.
I don't think any woman really does. Any person really does. Because that's how men always talk about, be my peace, support me.
Yeah, why can't you be our peace? Mm-hmm. Are you serious right now?
Exactly.
We need peace too.
I guess we don't. We just, you know, survive every day by being somebody else's piece all the time.
Yes. Being like their footstool, their doormat. Like,
but
no,
we don't want to handle shit all the time. We don't want to stress about things. We don't want to worry about shit. We don't want to be, you know, fighting every day. And if they do, that's their prerogative. That they just want violence. They just like drama. Like, you're just dating a person who has issues. You should probably figure that out. But most people don't want a miserable life. We don't want to argue every day and fight you every day. And we definitely don't want to pick up your masculine traits. We have our own shit going on. We have different hormones for a reason. No matter how much you want to fight it. And that's why when you are switching genders, you are also switching hormones. You are also getting hormonal treatments. It's for a certain reason. You don't get to keep your testosterone when you want to switch to a female body. That's not how it works. And it, unfortunately, it's going nowhere because it's part of you. But you can definitely reduce it to a certain point. But you're also infusing a different hormone, so you can change certain things in your body from the hormonal level all the way on the outside. It affects everything. So trust me, I don't want to wake up every day and be a man. But if you're acting like something that I cannot deal with, and you're making me have to take on masculine traits to have to fight or deal with that, then that's what I have to do. I don't want to. So you can't call us masculine for that, because we don't want to be masculine. But the traits that you're exhibiting is having us react in the opposite way. And that leaves us no choice, because we're not going to, I mean, at least for me, I don't sit around and just like let shit be undone. I mean, nowadays I just leave because I don't have the patience anymore. And I keep saying soft life, because if you're making my life hard in any way, I'm not going to pick up a masculine hat and become Bob the Builder and start fixing shit. I'm out the door to go find somebody who can make me feel soft.
At that point, you just got to leave.
That's why
I'm in a relationship with myself. Why do I need you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, no.
Taking care of everything, pay for everything, dealing with everything. No. It's okay. And then what do you do? Just bring me stress and have me argue with you every day about what you're not doing? No.
Exactly. We don't play
somebody will always do it. There's always somebody out there willing to do what somebody else isn't going to do. So just leave.
Yep. That's it. All right. So question for Sandra. Do you think that the masculine representation of Black women in media has an effect on your daily life?
I mean, definitely. Because I've had to pick up a lot of masculine traits. You know, and I'm also a firstborn in my family, so we don't have a firstborn son. So I, you know, traditionally just being Nigerian, you also have to deal with that shit. So I mean, even with this house, a lot of things I had to pick up and fix myself. Like, I just fixed the toilet like 2 days ago because of the handle. Well, I guess the handle didn't break, but you know that thing that
flushes the flopper.
It was old.
Yeah.
So at some point the water was just like draining. I was like, why is the water never stopping? So
yeah.
I was like, oh my god,
that's a waste.
I know. I was like gonna let it go for like a week, but I was like, that's a week's worth of water. So I just went to Home Depot and had to figure it out, watch YouTube and fix it.
Wow.
But I couldn't wait around for somebody else to do that. Business, I had to fix that too. I had to take one of my guy friends like walk me through it because he would refuse to do it for me. And I was just, I just want to be fucking soft. I'm so tired. So it's like he literally sat me down. We bought the net. We arranged it. We tightened it on the little frame. We put the frame back. So I was just like, oh my god.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was stressful. But now I guess I know how to do it by force.
Yeah.
But you know, another masculine trait I really couldn't live without. One thing I would never learn to do is fix my damn tire. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't care. I have Geico for this shit. I will call them. Pick me
AAA.
Up. I will sit in that car and wait and cancel my entire day, or just wave a man down the street like, help me. Help me. I do not care.
Yes.
You guys want to fix your own tires? I don't know if you saw that too, but that girl went like trying to fix her own tire and didn't want to accept help because she wanted to do it herself.
No, that's not me.
Kudos to you, baby girl. I love that for you, but I will also walk past you. I will definitely not help you. I would be like,
Absolutely.
Oh, look at her doing a good job. Yeah, fix that tire. And somebody else asks you if you want help, and you say, no, you keep on fixing that tire through rainy, through sunny weather. You got it.
You want to do it?
You got it.
Next time,
you'll be able to figure that shit out yourself. And that's just how some people are. But I will ask for help, especially when I can't do it myself. Every guy I know in my I would be like, come through, because this is your time to shine. You have been my friend for how long? What have you done for me? This is the least you can do.
Exactly.
Come fix this shit. That's how I got them all to put my furniture together in this house, because I didn't put none of that shit together. I think I put like maybe 3 items I could do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it? Shit together.
Yeah, and this couch I actually put it, because it literally came flat. And the bottoms. So I just screwed in the legs and that was it. But I didn't do any, because I was like, that's the least y'all could do. Like, damn. Mm-hmm. Been around this long, offering you fucking advice, resume help, interview shit, showing up for your shit. This is the least you can do. Like, if you can't show up for this, then shit, we can't be friends no more. Because, no.
Basically.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this episode. Sandra, if you want to go ahead and take care of our resources.
Sure. So, we have our therapy sources, primary care physician, which is if you have a doctor. You can have a doctor without insurance, but you know how it is. Insurance is always, yeah. So if you have insurance, your best bet is just to go to your doctor. If you don't have insurance, you can go to therapyforblackgirls.com, which might cost you a little more because you have to hire, you know, therapist. And mm-hmm. those therapists be charging you crazy amounts per hour, but you can also find resources on therapyforblackgirls.com that aren't just you talking to a therapist. It could just be, you know, reading an article or something that could help. It's also for Black people, not just Black girls, and it's also for people in general. If you're just looking, chances are you're probably gonna find it's more towards Black people for a reason, because Black people are marginalized, so it's just harder for us to get people who understand our field. So most of the therapists on there will be Black people who understand your struggles. So that's why it's called therapyforblackgirls.com. Employee assistance programs. If you have a job, you can just talk to your HR and see what programs they have that can help you with whatever you're going through. That could be you just going through a tough, difficult time, financial issues, just mental health. They usually have resources for that. And they're required to. Most people are required to. Unless it's a really small company, that can be a little harder, because whatever they got is what you get. And then we also have self-defense, beyonddefense.net, which is owned by Black women. So you can get like defense tools on there, like pepper spray, knuckle brass, knife, comb, taser, and yeah, the claw. So you can get a few things too. And then we have links, about like 5-6 links and a YouTube video to help you understand more about the topic for today. And then here's the mental health tip of the week.
All right, so the mental health tip of the week is to put on a happy face. Simply forcing yourself to smile or laugh can trick your brain into happiness. Endorphins are released when you smile, triggered by the movements of the muscles in your face. Endorphins are responsible for making us feel happy and help lower stress levels. Laughing increases oxygen intake, expands the lungs, and stretches the muscles, thereby providing some of the same benefits as exercising. Oh, interesting. Good news, even faking a smile or a laugh can work as well as a real thing. Let me stop.
So you just open your teeth and smile at least once a day for no reason, and it'll help you feel better.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, well, that's it.
Awesome. So yeah, thank you guys for joining us in another episode of I Got Problem, and we'll see you on the next topic. So look out for that. Interact on our page and please write a review.
Yes.
We might have a YouTube video coming out here or there. We haven't recorded some in a little bit just because we have to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
So let's get these episodes out first, and then we'll see how those do, and hopefully just get people to actually, you know, come back, because we've been gone for a little bit, and then we can start putting our stuff back online. So for those of you who like to watch videos, we might, you know, start putting some content out there. Maybe I would just start recording like short content for YouTube, because I don't really want to put out like an hour or 30 minute long videos. It also takes forever to upload.
Yeah.
So if we can start maybe like the heart to heart, we can start putting those, because that's like 15 minutes.
Right.
And record those for people to just watch. It's more relatable too. So.
Absolutely.
Anyway, there goes that. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode of I Got Problems.
Bye.
Bye.